Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. One analogy might be that it's like rats fleeing off of a sinking ship, or maybe the exits aren't as feverish, but one thing is certain. Michigan continues to see residents leaving the state. Just how many and why? Well, we'll try to understand, and to do that, I'm joined by Michigan State demographer Ken Draga. Ken, welcome to the program.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Now, let's begin with what we know from the 2010 census. At that point, we were the only state to have lost population in the last 10 years. What was the number and what has happened since then?
Well, Michigan's population has been about 9.9 million for several years. The latest population estimates suggest that Michigan lost about 1,000 people from 2010 to 2011, which is about 1/100 of 1%. So we're not talking about a big population loss here. In fact, we're talking about a 99% improvement relative to just a few years ago, or relative to the rapid population loss in the early 1980s.
I see. Now, in terms of, do we know the rate of loss that occurred in that previous 10 years? I know the, what was the accumulated number when it came down to it? How many people had we lost from 2000 to 2010?
0.6%.
I see.
So it was a drop of about 60,000 people.
Did most of it happen during the beginning of the 2000s or near the end?
Michigan actually had a small population increase in the first half of the decade and then a small decrease in the second half.
So up and down, and basically, the general assumption would be it had a lot to do with our economic conditions here?
Yeah, Michigan always loses population in some age groups. Michigan tends to lose retirees, and Michigan also loses people in the college and military age, because if you join the military, that almost always means leaving Michigan. Michigan doesn't have any big military bases. And also, Michigan loses more students to other states than it attracts from other states.
The fact that we did lose population, is that necessarily bad news?
Well, it has its pluses and minuses. The big minus in terms of the economy is that with a lower population, that's going to make Michigan a smaller state with a smaller economy, a smaller tax base, and so on. On the other hand, it also means that it will be easier to achieve low unemployment. Now, in the 1980s, Michigan lost considerably more people than it lost in the past decade. And as a result, Michigan was a smaller state in the 1990s. But Michigan also had a lower unemployment rate than the rest of the nation during most of the 1990s. And that's because it had very slow labor force growth because of all the young people and their children who had left. So there weren't very many people, you know, turning 16, turning 18, entering the labor force. So that's something that Michigan is likely to face over the coming decade as well. Michigan's birth rates are low. Michigan has lost quite a few people who would ordinarily be coming into the labor force over the next decade. And so because of that slow labor force growth, Michigan is likely to have lower unemployment rates than a lot of other states.
I'm talking to Michigan State demographer Ken Draga. Now, Michigan as a state has one of the oldest populations, I guess, in the country. How much has that changed in the last 10, 20 years? And just how much older are we as a population as compared to many of the other states?
Well, actually, Michigan is right about in the middle. In the year 2000, we were Michigan's age distribution was almost identical to the national age distribution. And since that time, Michigan has gotten older a little bit faster than the rest of the nation. But we're still not quite close to the median.
And when it comes to population loss, has it been concentrated in certain areas of the state? I guess everyone knows that Detroit has lost quite a lot of population.
Cities in general have tended to lose population, especially Detroit, Highland Park, Flint, Pontiac, Saginaw. Lansing hasn't done as badly, and Grand Rapids has done fairly well. Kalamazoo has done fairly well.
Well, we've got obviously states in the country here that are booming in terms of population, California and Texas and many southern states. But why do you think Michigan lost population as compared to other Midwestern states that are probably struggling just as much economically, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, and so on?
Well, there are quite a few factors. During most of the last decade, Michigan was experiencing a one-state recession. So Michigan's economy was doing worse than really any other state, and that was holding Michigan's population down. Another important factor is international immigration. That mostly takes place in the South and the West. So most of the Midwestern states, Illinois would be an exception, don't get a very large amount of international immigration. So that holds down Michigan's population growth and also its birth rate.
And what about the racial makeup of the state? Has that tracked and has that changed dramatically over the last 10 years?
Well, that depends what you mean by dramatically. The Hispanic and Asian populations are both growing quite rapidly, around 30% over the course of the past decade. So in terms of percentage, that's pretty dramatic, but they're still fairly small components of the overall population, about 3 or 4%.
And how is the demographic data that you collect, how is it used? How does the state go about keeping a closer eye on changes year over year?
Well, the primary input for the population estimates is from federal income tax returns. The Census Bureau obtains tax returns from IRS and codes them based on address to their current county and the county that the same taxpayer reported in the prior year. And that's used as a basis for estimating migration on a county-to-county basis. Now, that's the primary input for the population estimates. The estimates also include number of births from the Michigan Department of Community Health, number of deaths, data on Medicare enrollees that's used to estimate the population age 65 and over, and information on a number of people in various types of group quarter facilities. So that all goes into the county population estimates and the state population estimates, which are what was released today.
When you look back at recorded demographic history in Michigan, have we seen anything like what we saw over the last 10 years, this level of population loss?
Actually, there was quite a bit more loss in the 1980s when Michigan had an even deeper recession than the most recent one.
No kidding. And how long did it take to get that population number back up?
Population was back up by 1990 to about the 1980 level. So it took about a decade for the population to get back up.
I see. So it does swing both ways, as you were saying.
Yeah, I don't think it'll take as long this time.
We're just under 10 million people then at this point in time?
Yep.
If you were to guess what kind of number we'll see in the next census, could we get back? Could we add a million people to the state, or would that be a bit ambitious?
Yeah, I'm not expecting that much growth. I am expecting us to be over 10 million, but not by very much. National population growth isn't going to be as rapid in the coming decade as it has been in the past decade.
Well, and I guess one big advantage is maybe a few less traffic jams on the highways.
Yeah, there's always a plus side.
Indeed. Michigan State demographer Ken Draga. Ken, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you for having me on the show.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.